Taraxata had to have picked the spot. It was directly opposite the nearest standing stone. The librarian was seated Goonie-style, cross-legged, as near the edge as he dared get, staring at the pillar.
"Is that you, Dorabi? Come, sit with me."
I overcame a burst of impatience, settled. I was out of shape for that. The company continued its northern habits, using chairs and stools and whatnot, even though we now had only 2 old crew souls left. Such is inertia. "What are we looking for, Master?" It was obvious he was watching the standing stone.
"Let's see if you're as bright as I believe you are."
There was a challenge I could not ignore. I stared at the column and waited for truth to declare itself. A group of the characters on the pillar brightened momentarily. That had nothing to do with the light of the setting sun, which had begun creeping in under the edge of the clouds. That was painting everything bloody. After a while, I told Santaraxita, "It seems to be illuminating groups of characters according to some pattern."
"Mainly in reading order, I think."
"Down? And to the left?"
"Reading downward in columns isn't uncommon in the temple literature of antiquity. Some inks dried quite slowly. If you wrote in horizontal lines, you sometimes smeared your earlier work. Writing downward in columns, right to left, suggests to me left-handedness. Possibly those who placed the stelae were mostly left-handed."
It struck me that writing whatever way was convenient for you personally could lead to a lot of confusion. I said so.
"Absolutely, Dorabi. Deciphering classical writing is always a challenge, particularly if the ancient copyist had time on their hands and were inclined to play pranks. I've seen manuscripts put together so that they could be read both horizontally and vertically, and each way tells a different story. Definitely the work of someone who had no worries about his next meal. Today's formal rules have been around for only a few generations. They were agreed upon simply so we could read one another's work. And they still haven't penetrated the lay population to any depth."
Most of that I knew already, but he needed his moments of pedantry to feel complete. They cost me nothing.
"And what do we have here?" "I'm not sure. My eyes aren't sharp enough to pick up everything. But the characters on the stone closely resemble those in your oldest book, and I've been able to discern a few simple words."
He showed me what he had written down. It was not enough to make sense of anything.
"Mostly, I think we're looking at names, possibly arranged in a holy scripture sort of way. Maybe a roll call of the ancestors kind of thing."
"It is immortality of a sort."
"Perhaps. Certainly you can find similarly conceived monuments in almost every older city. Iron was a popular material for those who considered themselves truly rich and historically significant. Generally, though, they were erected to celebrate individuals, notably kings and conquerors, who wanted following generations to know all about them."
"And every one of those I've ever seen was a complete puzzle to the people living around it now. Thus a feeble immortality of a sort."
"And then..."